Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-mega patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. And, boy, pretty tense week this week. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Boy, oh boy, is there a lot of stuff going on with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, like we keep saying, for a president, the legally elected president in exile, who is not even allowed in the White House pretty much right now,
right,
he's running everything. I have to say, it's a good thing to see it. And even though we're still right in the middle of the huge, huge pile of garbage that watching all this fraud all over the elections, all over the nation.
Yes.
I still have to commend him on his fantastic job. I mean, he's so much work and so much money was raised to get all of the candidates that the Americans want in office.
That's right.
In office.
Over 200 of them.
219 wins,
yep,
and only 16 losses.
Yeah.
And you know what? That absolutely scared the left to death. Because,
right,
not only are we not buying their garbage line of, you know, oh, he's so terrible and he needs to, you know, he needs to be run off the planet. You know, that's what they want us all to believe.
Right.
And so the fact that we won't, and the fact that we are still sticking by him, and everybody resoundingly says they just absolutely love him and what he did for this nation,
that
it terrifies the left.
There's an example of a absolute true patriot.
Yep.
Like we have not seen in decades or generations as far as an American president goes. I mean, since the founding fathers and the Revolutionary War, we have not seen the self-sacrifice, people spending their own wealth, I mean, pledging their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for the American cause. He has spent so much, he's lost so many, who knows how many billions and millions of dollars in the fight for America that he's footed for, you know, he didn't even take,
right, out of his own pocket.
Yeah, he didn't even take the wages as a president. He,
yep,
did not
he
even
never
take
one
the
time
salary.
Right.
He just donated it. And now he's, this guy.
Well, the Save America pack that he started raised so many millions and,
right,
millions of dollars. And in fact, the people quit donating their money to the RNC,
yes,
because they refused to back Trump. And so instead, they donated all of their money to the Save America PAC, which in turn, Trump used to fund all of the candidates that we wanted,
right,
in this midterm election. And so millions. I mean, I read one report that he spent $15 million in one state alone promoting the candidates,
right,
that we're all backing. And that was just in one state. So the money that he raised did wonders for this midterm election.
Oh, it did. It led to all of those victories. Now, you know, not in some of the key races that we were hoping for, and still some are up in the air. But when we look, we're seeing voter irregularities. We're seeing voter fraud, machine manipulation. With all the eyes that were on this election, they're seeing all kinds of things, corruption,
right,
in our election system. And those are the only races that the Republicans lost that were, you know, that were important. And they're prepared to fight. I mean, the true Republicans are ready to fight.
Right.
And just like you were saying right at the beginning, they're trying to make us think that, oh, you know, the left is, and I would say the collaborators who call themselves Republicans, who are actually allying themselves with the communists, are trying to get this unified message out there that America is pretty much over Trump and we're all just ready to move on. It's just time to, you know, to move on.
We're, right,
that they are speaking on behalf of us, saying that we're all over it and we're, you know, we're over him and ready to move on. And that's a lie.
That is a flat out lie.
That's a communist lie that people want Trump back in there. Nobody else did more for this country than that guy. Even with his imperfections, nobody did more for America than him.
In fact, I've got several articles that I'm compiling all here together for segment two to lay out this whole elaborate lie that the left has, that they're now trying to promote the fact that all the Trump people no longer support him. And so, I mean, I think they're just at wit's end. They don't know what else to do because they can't get America to stop siding with Trump and by the tens of millions of us siding with him and absolutely love him. So now they're going to try anything they can. They're even going to try to drive division and drama between Trump and DeSantis so that we'll start leaning towards DeSantis because they view DeSantis as less threatening than Trump.
Right.
Because in their own lanes, in their own respective lanes, Trump is a victor globally.
Right.
And he's already proven himself to be victorious on a global scale.
This would be like atheists going on radio and television programs all across the country saying, yeah, you know, Christians are really, they're really moving on from the Bible and they see it as antiquated and
they're no longer interested in God.
Yeah, right. The Christians today are understanding that there's a lot of other wisdom out there besides the Bible, and they're really moving past that now. They're lying on behalf of us.
Right. To try to get everybody to believe them.
Right. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. This is classic communist propaganda.
Oh,
I mean, this is like Soviet era stuff or Mao Zedong or Castro, East German. This is, I mean, it's just classic communist lies.
Right.
We've got this speech we'll talk about here in just a little bit. I don't know if it was one of the slipstream networks that was interviewing somebody trying to, you've got the information on.
We'll just wait till after the break.
key words that you and I were both jotting them down as fast as we could write.
Yeah.
And just shaking our heads, saying, wow, this is classic communist propaganda.
Yeah, it's absolutely contrived. And we want to make sure to point it out to everybody because this is their next huge lie that they're going to try to perpetrate on the nation.
And I'm really glad that there are some in Congress that are, I mean, we're talking sleeves being rolled up and people ready to fight. Josh Hawley said it's time to bury the Republican Party and build something new.
Oh, exactly, because the GOP themselves are siding against Trump, and they're trying to. They already know that the RNC lost out.
Right.
That everybody went over and joined the whole MAGA movement through the Save America PAC that Trump did, and so they're basically feeling it in the pocket. They probably nearly went bankrupt because of what. Trump taking all of the money from the Americans that support him and the American agenda.
The money and the loss of power. Because now what they're trying to say is, Trump and the Trumpsters are, basically have hijacked the Republican Party when the opposite is true.
That's right.
The communist collaborators in the Republican Party have shifted it away. They're trying to point to Trump and us. True patriots saying that we are not the true Republicans, that the deep state Republicans are the real Republicans.
Communists.
Right. The communist sympathizers and collaborators. And it's a lie. So I'm thankful for the people that are getting ready to fight. I mean, they're in Congress.
Yeah.
They're talking getting, Mitch McConnell out, McCarthy out. I mean, they're going to fight tooth and nail because they know that they're the deep state establishment.
Right. And the best part that we're getting to after the break is this huge, they're calling it the nuclear bombshell. The House Freedom Caucus memo details a plan to elect Donald Trump Speaker of the House. And so I've got all of the details on how that's legal and constitutional all the way.
Yeah.
So let's get to the word of the day so that we can move on to the next detail.
That's right.
Okay. So the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 11, which read under the title, "The Lord Reveals His Omnipotence to Job." Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band? When I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors? When I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop? And that's it. This couple of chapters where the Lord responds to Job has always just been a sit up straight and pay attention.
Yeah.
Type scripture where first of all, it's so revealing the miraculous things that the Creator did to establish the earth in the first place. But my question had always been, why is the rebuke on Job, who was so faithful, right?
Right.
And it boils down to the fact that, Pastor Alan Nolan answered this question, and basically, biblical scholars all agree that the whole purpose of what happened to Job was to show all of mankind that even though you led a very nearly perfect life, that even somebody as almost blameless as Job still needed Jesus Christ to save him.
Right.
He still was not perfect, and he still had the nature of the flesh.
He still fell short when compared to God.
That's right. When compared to God, and no matter how good you are or how good you think you are, everybody, even Job, still needed the Lord.
Right.
And the Lord was the only salvation for even Job.
Yeah, and so, I got the impression that Job was like, he's trying to call God onto the carpet here, you know. He's requiring God to give him an account of why I'm going through this, and I want answers. And
right.
You're gonna explain, you're gonna give me the lowdown here, and God says, who are you? Where were you when I made the earth, when I stretched out the heavens? Where were you? You know, you were nothing. You were a speck of nothingness.
Right. And it's almost the way that the Lord responds to him is so poetic and beautiful. In fact, I mean, even I've always loved how he says, or when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been phenomenal. To be able to see that.
I know it.
All the sons of God shouted for joy. And that's what a statement. Who? What sons of God? You know,
right.
There's all sorts of questions there that we don't even know. And when the morning stars sang together, wow, what does that mean? You know,
right.
But God knows. God knows all of these things. And so just the fact that the Lord said to Job, now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you and you shall answer me.
Right.
Smarty pants. You think you're so smart.
Yeah.
Well, so anyway, that's
good
that
one.
Is
interesting.
The word of the day.
Well, thank you. That's a good one. Definitely go through that. Meditate on that. And that is Job.
That's Job chapter 38. And I would encourage you to read the beauty that is written in both 38 and chapter 39. They're not very long, but it's a beautiful, amazing read and gives so much insight to things the Lord just knows just right off the top of his head and we have no idea about.
Right.
So it's amazing.
That's very cool. It is amazing. Thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead and take a break and come back here in just a moment with segment two. And we're going to be covering more of this current events, what's going on and what we're up against in the battle for souls and minds and the soul of our nation. And we're in it. We're right in the middle of it. So stay tuned. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com and helping you to get rapture ready and learning what that means. And once again, that's www.raptureready.com. And this is the Voice of the American Redoubt. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there.
God. 10 minutes from now, a lot of you are going to have a new understanding of communism. Now, let's see if that isn't so. We start with lying. People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one bare-faced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. When a smiling Khrushchev says the Russians in Cuba are technicians and farm helpers, well, you can suspect there are soldiers, too. Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying. Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two of Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you again, and everyone, welcome back to Trump Tuesday, where we are hitting it hard on behalf of the legally elected President Trump. And some very fascinating things are going on. He is more or less letting people know that he is planning to run again in 2024, which is no surprise to any of us, I don't think. We've known it all along. I think I kind of expected him to figure out how to undo the coup and take his seat back from the 2020 election that he legally won. But he didn't do that. So it's interesting that we've got not only that as his latest news, but the fact that the House Freedom Caucus now wants to elect Donald Trump Speaker of the House.
Right.
And that is a constitutional and legal thing to do, because it turns out that you don't even have to be part of Congress to be...
Right. You don't have to be a member of Congress.
To be voted in as Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And so this, of course, is making the left utterly lose their minds, as if...
Right.
I mean, as if they haven't already... If they had any minds left to lose, in fact, this is causing every last cell to disappear out of their brains right now.
Yeah, I do want to say that there are some Christians that have a little trepidation about getting on board, being all behind Trump and everything, even though they liked what he did for the country, because, well, we're putting our hope in man and not God. Ultimately, we place our hope in Christ. But there are some scriptures that come to mind. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And that's exactly where we are right now.
Right.
In 1 Samuel, the people, when David came into the city, the people were dancing and singing, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his 10,000s.
Right.
And they loved having a strong leader that loved Israel, that were fighting for the people, and who was righteous and on the right track and not scheming and...
Right. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being fully supportive of a good leader.
Especially a rightfully elected president.
Exactly. And and like the word of the day yesterday from 2 Peter chapter 2, where it said in verse 10, it says, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed, They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Well, what is meant by that is what we're seeing like from the left who speaks evil of a legally elected president. And so the things that they do and the lies that they speak about him are speaking evil of dignitaries. Now, when we are referring to Biden and Kamala and other fraudulently placed elected,
destroyers.
I mean, you know, they're people that are part of the communist coup that are actually, you know, they're only there by fraud, and
right.
and they're enemies to this nation, and so those people are not dignitaries. And when we're
no.
speaking about them, we're referring to them as criminals,
right.
and deceivers who are actually enemies of this nation, and they are not dignitaries at all.
They're imposters. They're in violation of their oath of office.
That's right.
They're on an anti-American agenda. They are aligning themselves with sworn enemies of America.
Yep.
These are infiltrators. These are not dignitaries.
These
no. are people that are assuming the roles of dignitaries.
Right.
And this hangs a lot of Christians up of, oh, we shouldn't say anything bad about them. It says, you know, even the angels wouldn't even speak out, you know, against those angels, those fallen angels, those are dignitaries in the powers in high places and principalities. And, you know, he, you know, the Lord rebuked them. This is a different, in
right.
my opinion, these are infiltrators that are working to destroy America.
Oh, absolutely.
They're absolutely at war with God and they're at war against our country.
First of all, they're communists and they side with the United Nations and the other globalists against
right.
America. Those
right.
are our enemies. They are not dignitaries that
right.
were legally elected. They're only there by fraudulent election, as we're seeing with the current election.
Yeah, yeah. So
I wanted to clarify that for people, because people that think that, you know, like you're saying, Christians that believe that we can't say anything against Biden are failing to understand who Biden is.
Or any of his dignitaries that he's assigned roles to. You
That's
know,
right.
you have a man wearing a dress with lipstick going overseas representing the United States.
Right.
You know, completely in defiance of God, against our morality, our Christian heritage, everything that makes America America, and a twisting of truth. You know, a man demanding everybody else call him a woman, or people that are working to undermine our economy, or who are working with Chinese.
Right.
You know, enemies. And so, anyway, or laundering money in Ukraine, you know, for
yes.
aid, and
yeah.
then using that money to support,
fund the Democrat Party.
Right, which are the destroyers of America.
Yep.
But in the fight against this whole scheme to take down America, sounds like the Republicans might have another ace up their sleeve. Lady Liberty, you've got some insight on this.
Right. What we were talking about earlier with the whole nuclear bombshell of the House Freedom Caucus memorandum that details a huge plan to elect Donald Trump as Speaker of the House. And so I've got this audio clip here from Face the Nation, and Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin is concerned that Trump could become Speaker of the House. And he's there, like I said, they're losing their minds over this one.
Yes.
He says, one potential candidate whose name has been floated is Donald Trump himself, because the Speaker of the House does not have to be a member of the House. And so listen here to this clip where they're absolutely losing their minds over this.
Election deniers didn't prevail in the key battlegrounds, but CBS tallied it, and at least 155 House Republicans in the new Congress have raised unfounded doubts about the validity or integrity of the 2020 election. These are going to be your colleagues that you will be working with. What change is that going to affect in the work you do?
Well, that's a statement about the political contamination of the GOP by Donald Trump. And again, you know, Kevin McCarthy and other leaders within the Republican Party are now required to make a decision about whether they're going to try to rid themselves of Donald Trump and his toxic influence on the party.
But these 155 House Republicans are his constituency. Kevin McCarthy, if he wants to be leader, will need to consider.
Yes.
The
well,
needs
it's
of
a
everyone.
Real problem for Kevin McCarthy now, because there are certain pro-Trumpists within his House caucus who refuse to accept that he's really with Trump, and they want to get rid of McCarthy. And some of them, they have names very early in the alphabet, like Biggs, and they might just vote for Trump when they, you know, take the roll call for speaker. So we know that the hard right Freedom Caucus people are in search of another candidate. And one potential candidate whose name has been floated is Donald Trump himself, because the Speaker of the House does not have to be a member of the House. And they are talking about putting Trump right there.
That's not a real option now.
Well, they talk about it repeatedly. And if Trump decided he wanted to do it, it would pose a profound problem for their party because they refused to do the right thing early on. I mean, today it seems like the spell has been broken. It's begun to dissolve. We don't have Republicans around the country claiming that they really won when it's been certified that they lost their elections. And yet there is still this big lie dogma, which, as you say, has been embraced by 150 members within their caucus. And so that is going to create profound cognitive and political dissonance within the GOP. Is it really Trump's party, or does it stand for something else? And Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are going to force that question. They're going to force the Republicans to choose.
Oh, man. Their heads are spinning right off their shoulders.
Oh, yeah. They don't even know what to do about that.
Well, except though the communist lies around you, these election deniers raising unfounded doubts and this political contamination of the GOP by Trump. This is what we were talking about earlier in the show.
Right.
The twisting.
Well, yeah. That one statement, the political contamination of the GOP party by Donald Trump, and are they going to rid themselves of Donald J. Trump and his toxic influence on the party?
Right.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. First of all, the GOP, they aren't representing Americans anymore at all.
Nope, they're not.
Nobody supports them except for the rhinos and who are communists. And so GOP is pretty much tanked. What's left is the MAGA Republicans. That is the Republican
Party.
That's
the true Americans. Those are the American patriots that don't want any part of this woke culture, this anti-American culture, pro-Chinese, pro-UN.
Communist.
Climate hoax, COVID lockdown, garbage that they're trying to take us down to. They want no part of it.
That's right.
So anyway, well, we'll just have to continue on tomorrow. Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Got the Wiffle Bats wound up.
That's right.
You guys have a blessed, safe day and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.